this is, sure, it's a coffee stain. A Folgers Home for the Holidays commercial fanfic, written by Waldorf and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and bears additional warnings for sibling incest. Written for 2014 Yule Terrible for Screamlit.
I must have the wrong house.
Sister?
Oh, I missed you so much.
They waited up all night for you, you know.
It's a long way from West Africa.
Oh, real coffee.
He's here.
I brought you something from far away.
Really? Oh.
What are you doing?
You're my present this year.
Josh gets home, and it's all their parents can focus on. How tan he is, how tall. Did you lose weight? What was it like? I'm so glad you're home safely. What about that Ebola? Never mind that Josh was in Malawi. His mother won't leave him alone, and his father wants to see all his pictures. And then it's Christmas, and he feels like the only time he sees Kate is in flashes and glimpses, playing with their cousins or listening to yet another one of Grandpa's stories. It takes a full week for the house to empty. And on the 30th, when their parents go to the Voorhees pre-New Year's bash, Josh is done waiting. Katie is watching TV. Which is to say, she is playing a game on her phone, and the Food Network is running in the background. "Hey," she says when he stands in front of her, and he's half hard in his jeans, and she's in goddamn leggings and a huge oversized sweater, because Katie doesn't believe in wearing clothes if she can't comfortably sleep in them. "Hey," he says back, settling between her open legs. And she settles a little more into the couch, breath hitching when he grabs the hem of her sweater and pushes it up to her neck. He takes a second to admire the cute little bra. Blue, with snowflakes and pink polka dots. Sweeter and more innocent than she's been in at least 3 years. Before pulling the cups down enough that he can take one of her nipples into his mouth. He kneads her other breast while he licks and sucks on the one. God, he would love to have hours where he could do this. Pull her onto his lap with her bent over him, where he could just nurse at her, jerk it out while sucking her titties. The skin above his mouth flushes slowly, and it feels like something won. Like he's conquering something as it takes over her cheeks and spreads beneath her breasts. She's trembling beneath him, there on the couch with the TV playing in the background. God, he's missed her. "Anyone else touch you?" he asks, though he knows they haven't. Katie is his, wholly and completely, and they both know it. He's owned her since the first time he put his mouth on her sweet little pussy. And he's been hers for far longer. "No," she promises, her hands fretting around his shoulders, on the nape of his neck, fingers dragging through his hair. "No, I wouldn't. No one. Josh." She shifts up to let him drag her leggings down, but he leaves the cute panties on. They don't match the bra, but that's part of the appeal. He slides down her body, drags his thumb down her slit, feels how wet and slick she is under the cotton, how soaked she already is. She lets him unbutton her jeans, making frustrated little noises as the wet material slides back and forth, hips canting up in a silent question. "And that's just it, isn't it? It's always been silent. They've always had to be quiet. Moments caught while their parents went out, stolen in Josh's car on the way home from school, and pausing so often, ready to bolt. He drinks coffee not because he likes it, but because it hides the smell of other things, gets the hint of his baby sister's sweet pussy out of his mouth. He has a fucking Pavlovian response to the stuff now, jumps up whenever he smells it. Josh, she hisses, and he smiles. Gonna take care of you, he tells her, pulling back enough to shove his jeans and boxers down his hips, fisting his dick. What he wants, really, is to fuck her around the panties. They haven't put anything on the couch, and he's going to have to spill something on it because Katie's thighs are already so slick. He takes a second, just rubs the head of his dick against her, two fingers hooked into the panties and pulling them aside. It's been 5 long, long months. Would you just, she says, and then breaks off when he fucks into her. She's so tight around him, still so small under him. There's no room in her, and so snug on his dick, like she was made for this. Like the space in her will only ever hold him. He thinks if he put his hand on her stomach, he could feel himself filling her up. And he slides a hand across the flat surface of her abdomen, pressing down. Oh, God. Katie gasps, and it's enough to make him start moving in her, reveling in the way her pussy flexes and clenches against him. He can't... This isn't going to last. It's been a week of 2 long hugs and stolen kisses in the halls, and he just wants to fuck her. She makes muffled noises, sucking her lips between her teeth and letting her head fall back. He fucks her carefully, relishes the drag of her pussy around his dick, the way she doesn't seem to want to let him go. He rubs her clit with his thumb, harder than she rubs herself. She's always so careful, circles around it, but it feels so good when she's coming on his dick, hips snapping under him while her body bows so beautifully. He's missed it. Jerked off, thinking about it, and woke up with dirty sheets dreaming about it. It makes his hips snap forward harder, fucking into her good and deep while she takes hitching, gasping breaths. God, I missed you, he whispers, and she wraps her arms around his neck, spreads her legs a little further to let him grind into her even further. Her hips keep circling, insistent little rolling movements, and he realizes he'd stopped rubbing her when she came the first time. Come on, she says, knocking his hand out of the way and doing it the way she likes, ring and middle finger dragging counterclockwise. Jesus God, did you forget how to come or something? He's so close, and her pussy clutches fitfully around him as he comes, maybe coming to or still coming. He's never clear with Katie. God, he comes so much, fills the condom and wishes he could just fuck his load up in her, leave her wet and full of him. But there's the sound of a car in the driveway, headlights flashing, and they're both scrambling. Katie grabs the cup of coffee she absolutely hadn't been drinking and dumps it unceremoniously on the couch. I'm blaming this on you, she tells him, pulling her leggings up and pushing her sweater down. I'm telling them you're a klutz and spilled it everywhere, so go get in the shower, you moron. He takes a second, leans in and kisses her because he can't help it. He just loves her. And then makes a break for it as their parents come in the door. The end. The best part.